Most of the recordings that we have from the board.
That's kind of my thought.
Okay, so, I don't have a copy of the booking paperwork, but... Mr. Siles, he will have done 8 days in custody as of today. I'm gonna appoint Richard Bland to appoint, to represent Mr. Jones, no fees. He should be out for the jail to see you. I anticipate that he'll be reviewing the police reports, and Mr. Siles, if you could forward to him a plea offer. I mean, if he does the 10 days, then...
Yeah, the only thing is the restitution, though.
What was it? How much is the restitution?
I think it's around $400, $500.
Okay.
I'll have to find it, sure.
So, Mr. Jones, I'm gonna enter plea of not guilty on the criminal matters. Is the, the no proof of insurance case went into default, but it's possible that the state will negotiate that with your defense lawyer in the outcome. There'll still be a $65 warrant fee because you didn't appear when you were supposed to. When's your next court date?
The 12th?
Of October?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why don't we shoot for the 8th?
The 4th?
Of October.
The 40th day?
Yeah. So, Mr. Siles, we're gonna, and Mr. Jones, we're gonna set your case for October the 8th.
Yes, please, Mr. Chairman.
At the 8:30 video court, since you're still gonna be here, conditions of release to remain the same. Do you have any questions, Mr. Jones?
No, sir.
Should we have faxed this after the jail for him to sign it?
Yeah, we can.
Okay.
And then I need you to...
We're gonna send a couple things out, and the detention officer's gonna have you sign them and fill them out and send them back, okay?
Okay.
One of them is the order appointing Mr. Glenn. And right up here at the top, we'll need your signature and your correct address and phone number, all right? The other one is just the new minute entry setting your new court date, appointing Mr. Glenn. Just need you to sign it right there, okay? All right, is the detention officer there?
Yes.
Yes, Your Honor. Okay, we got two forms we're gonna fax out to have him sign, if you could, please.
Do I need to email a copy of the one form?
But we're also gonna fax you a copy of the long form complaint, and all you have to do is just give it to Mr. Jones, okay?
Understood, Your Honor.
All right, thank you. I don't know what I took this off with.
We're not gonna do it, am I?
No, we're not. Because what we can do is... Oh, can I have Mr. Glenn's phone number? Morning, Mr. McBride. You are Anthony McBride, right?
Sir.
Okay, hang on one second. Let me get a hold of your attorney. Thank you. morning, Mr. Glenn, George Stenscombe, we just got...
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm all right.
Okay, we got Mr. Seidel's on the line, and Mr. McBride is sitting in front of me, so talk to me, gentlemen, what we gonna do?
Judge, he's got, two new felonies, as well as potential three votes on both felonies. I think that was out the month on the CPR, $10,000 each in non-communications. So I do suggest we set this out for several weeks, do we get a better idea of what to go?
Mr. McBride, when's your next court date on your felony charges?
I'm not exactly sure. I believe it's on the 28th.
You said you have plenty of new cases with $10,000 bonds?
That's what the jail officer said. They're still going to justice court, but I mean, we have, I think it's gender ways on there. But that's what the jail officer said. No bond on the...
Hi? Even the way things move slowly through the system is, I'm not thinking that... I'm thinking we can go out as far as October 29th.
Okay, that'll be fine, yeah, and I'll let them know more then, but I'll have to close on the court.
So am I being held on this as well? What are the charges?
Oh, have we not done your initial appearance arraignment?
I don't think so.
No, we have not done that. Okay, well, Mr. McBride, I apologize for that. You were cited on July the 24th, and you were charged with unlawful possession of marijuana and driving on a suspended license. I don't know what the basis of the stop was. Additionally, you have another file, the statement forward with a long-form complaint charging you with unlawful possession of narcotic paraphernalia. The suspended license, the possible maximum fines are $4 higher. On the marijuana charge, the minimum mandatory penalty, if you're found guilty, would be $1,354, and you'd have to do 8 hours of substance abuse counseling. On the unlawful possession of narcotics paraphernalia, it's required that you be placed on probation in order to participate in appropriate substance use counseling, which would involve a substance use evaluation. So, do you understand all that?
Yeah.
We're going to enter a plea of not guilty on all the charges, consolidate them all for pre-trials. Mr. Glenn has already been appointed because you're in custody. Right?
Yes.
Has he had the opportunity to get out to see you yet?
No.
Mr. Glenn, have you gone out to see him yet?
No, I just got the appointment.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
When will you be back?
I'll be back Monday.
Okay. Mr. Glenn will be out to see you sometime next week, Mr. McBride, but given the probation revocation, no holds, you're not going to go anywhere anyway.
So I'm being held on this too?
Yes, actually, they held you on a $100 bond, so yeah, you are being held on this.
This is why we're acting, just get time served. I'm trying to get past all this stuff so I can get to work on my probation case. I'd like to get back out on probation.
Well, I think that Mr. Glenn is going to talk to Mr. Silas about some kind of possible plea offer to resolve the case.
Okay.
I somehow have a feeling that the possession of paraphernalia from back in May is somehow associated with your felony charges.
That looks like it from our court, that's all I think.
So your problem there is if you were to plead to that, they could use that against you in the probation revocation or even in the basic criminal proceeding if you plead guilty to it. Okay?
Okay.
So let Mr. Glenn talk to the prosecutor, see if he can sort out what's going on. What did you do to your arm?
I got bit by a dog.
Oh.
The canine.
A police dog?
Yes. Yes.
All right, so, enter plea of not guilty, set it for pretrial conference October 29th at 8:30. In the meantime, Mr. Glenn will be working on getting some disclosure and a possible plea agreement, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. McBride. We're going to send this out to you to sign. We're sending him his minute entry.
Next,
don't have
to make the police report
to talk to Mr. Okay, Mr. Glenn, we just appointed you on a new one, a fellow named Jones.
Okay.
Not send it over to them.
Kyle Jones. Kyle's got Superior Court problems. He's got a DUI here. He's done 8 days already on this one. He thinks he's looking at probation available on the felonies. He's going to enter the plea, he thinks, October 12th.
Okay.
And I imagine that they're going to ship him off to rehab as soon as they can get a bed.
Okay, so you have enough days to, or you'll have 10 days?
Yeah, so we reset it for October 8th, he'll have done his 10 days. We can give him credit, it's not much, at the rate of $10 a day for all the time he's been in jail, which takes a little bit off of the of what he owes, but...
Okay, is that 8:30 on October
8th? Yes, sir. It's going to be on the video.
Yes. Right. I have a deal with one that is 9 that a... Hey. Yeah.
Well, we either have to go... My worry is that he gets cut loose.
Yeah.
Because we're...
If you want to assign help to another guy that I'm going to
yeah. We'll move him back to October 1st. He won't have as much time under his belt, but that's the way it goes. He'll still have done his 10 days.
He'll still have 10 days,
huh? Yeah, he's already got 8.
All right, so you'll be October 1st, 8:30?
Yes. And we'll send you the main entry. Thank you. Bye, gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
We should go off the record.
Yep.
Awesome.